Hi there. The word for you today is get serious about living a godly life. In Galatians 5 verse 25 we read, "Let us follow the Spirit's leading." Charles Spurgeon, the great preacher, once said, "If we are not seeking the Lord, the devil is seeking us. And he gets us when we lower our guard and become complacent." Look, if you're serious about living a godly life, let me read Paul's words to you from Galatians 5, verse 16 through 25 in the New Living Translation of the Bible, and I quote, "Live according to your new life in the Holy Spirit. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The old sinful nature loves to do evil, which is just the opposite from what the Holy Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are opposite from what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other, and your choices are never free from this conflict. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, your lives will produce these evil fruits: sexual immorality, impure thoughts, eagerness for lustful pleasure, idolatry, participation in demonic activities, hostility, quarreling, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, divisions, the feeling that everyone is wrong except those in your own little group, envy, drunkenness, wild parties, and other kinds of sin." What a list. Now Paul continues to give you the flip side of the coin. "But," he writes, "when the Holy Spirit controls our lives, he will produce this kind of fruit in us: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those who belong to Christ have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to his cross and crucified them there. If we are now living by the Holy Spirit, let us follow the Holy Spirit's leading in every part of our lives." So the word for you today is, when you get serious about living a godly life, God will help you.